and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
WMFO Medford. Music Savage Show has come to an end with some Blur off of the Park Life album, track called Park Life. Lush up ahead of that with Lady Killers from Love Life. A little music from Lucius off of their album Wild Woman, track called Tempest. They just played the Royale this past week. Actually, not this past week. Am I kidding? It's March. It's April something another. That was March 29th, the Lush Lucius show at the Royale, and it was fantastic. They're coming back in September, I believe, to House of Blues, and if you've never seen Lucius live, you should remedy that. Music from Hallelujah the Hills, some local music, Wave Backwards to Massachusetts off of the Collective Psychosis Begone album. We Were Promised Jetpacks, Quiet Little Voices off of These Four Walls, kicking that off with some Talking Heads, and She Was. The Music Savage Show, hope you had a great time with me. I had a great time with y'all. I'll be back next Monday. Till then, have a great week. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Adam with the Morning Madness Show. And I'm going to start off the hour with some Queen, live Queen from Wembley Stadium. Another one bites the dust. This has been the Music Savage Show on WMFO Medford. Now it's time for Morning Madness. Happy Monday, everybody.
How about another one bites the dust?
No sign for the sign of his feet. She comes ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? I stand on the edge of your seat. Out the doorway, full of thriller. To the sound of the beat. Hey, 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 sing it. Hey, let me hear you. Hey, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. You think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? How long can you stand the heat? Out the doorway, the bullets river to the sound of the beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't hear you. Do it. That's better. Another one come, and another one. Another one bites the dust. To do another one bites the dust. Yeah.
one bites the dust. Hey. Any way that you can hurt a man, bring him to the ground. You can beat him, you can cheat him, you can treat him back, and leave him when he's down. Yeah, this is ready. This is ready for you. I'm standing on my own feet. Out the doorway, the bullets surrender to the sound of the beat.
Inside and out, he's a slob. He talks like a truck driver. He is a loser.
7:07 in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back for another week. It's a little gross outside, a little rainy, but we got to the studio nonetheless. Back for another show of wild whatever might happen on the air today. It's looking like it's going to be a good one today. I got some good tracks lined up for everyone, so I'm pretty excited about that. Lots of fun things happening in the world. Lots of I don't even know what's going on anymore. But it is fun to talk about on the air, so, you know, gotta take what you can get here. But anyway, it'll be your regular Monday Morning Madness program with me, your host, Adam Kirchival, all throughout the hour, playing some tunes, doing some laughs, and having an overall great time. Sounds like a good deal to you, sounds like a good deal to me. So let's get started. First track this morning, a classic, Foreigner. On WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's Freeform Radio, this is Feels Like the First Time. Let's do it. Monday Morning Madness. Here we go.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kind of gets like feeling bad. Looks good. You
can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes, so afraid. Hide behind that baby face. Do, 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 do. You can drive all night looking for the answers in the pouring rain. You wanna find peace of mind looking for the answer. Funny how it seems like yesterday. Answers in the pouring rain. Wanna find peace of mind.
That, of course, is Cage the Elephant from Melophobia, which was released back in 2013. Really awesome album, and very much unlike what Cage the Elephant had released before that. Of course, they just released an album in, what, like December or November something, Tell Me I'm Pretty, which was super cool and also very much unlike even Melophobia. So no one knows really where Cage the Elephant is going. But anyway, it is 7:20 in the morning. It's the 11th today of April, which means that it is the opening day for the Red Sox. I'm not much of a baseball fan, but this city sure is, and apparently it's already pretty crazy out by Fenway. People lining up, people camping out the night before by Fenway, just so they can get a seat for the game, which, I mean, I understand. If you're a Red Sox fan, sounds like a pretty perfect thing to do. They're playing the Orioles tonight, which I think would be a pretty fun game to watch, actually. Forgive me if I stutter over my words here. I'm attempting to type and talk to you guys at the same time, which is a pretty incredible feat. Anyway, it is the opening night for the Red Sox, which I think is going to be quite fun. A great thing about the Tufts University campus is that you can see Fenway Park, the lights from it, from the campus, despite, you know, being like 4 or 5 miles away from it. You can always see how brightly lit up that area of Boston is. So it'll be interesting, get to kind of watch that via proxy. But I'm pretty excited just to see what's going on in town. But, you know, this rain is supposed to stop, and, you know, by the afternoon. So the game tonight should be nice and dry. We're only supposed to get 0.1 inch all today, even though it's kind of gross and misty out right now. Don't let it fool you, everybody. It's going to be all right. Here's another one. Wake you up this morning, a little Bruce Springsteen. Radiohead there with Just Quite. If that didn't wake you up, I don't know what will. That's that is quite the piece there in the morning. I need to find a copy of the Mark Ronson version of that song. As in the same Mark Ronson who just did Uptown Funk and all of those, you know, the Valerie, the Toxic remix. He has a remix of Just that is the most insane funk-filled thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So I guess that's my to-do for the next week's Monday Morning Madness is get you a copy of that, because it is so much fun to listen to, and a lot less invasive on the ears than the original Radiohead song is. That's not to say, though, that Radiohead's version isn't bad, or isn't good. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. The coffee hits, so I'm awake. Anyway, let's do this.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Yeah, that's good news. Actually, you know, don't leave your animals inside of cars, guys. That's dumb. Anyway, speaking of British people, I'm going to play you guys a track from Arcade Fire's newest album, Reflector, which hopefully won't be their newest album for a long time. I've heard some rumors, or I just say things and then I can't remember what I said. Anyway, hopefully won't be their newest album for much longer, because I've heard rumors that they're coming out with a new album later this year, which would be very good, a fifth album from Arcade Fire. I'm a proponent of the theory that Arcade Fire is soon going to self-destruct, so the sooner we can get albums from them, the better, I suppose. That way we can actually have material when they do dissolve. But anyway, the album is Reflector, of course, and I'm going to play You Already Know, which is an interesting song because it took me a while to figure out what the lyrics were actually about. But I'm not going to talk about the lyrics. I'm going to talk instead about the sample at the beginning and end of the song, which is actually the voice of Jonathan Ross, who is a British TV host. And the interesting story there is, before Reflector came out, Arcade Fire played at Jonathan Ross's show, and Win Butler, as Win Butler does, just got very angry during the show, and at the very end of the set took his mandolin and shattered one of the camera lenses that was filming him during the performance. And obviously that was a bit of an infamous moment in Arcade Fire's career, and the video of it happening is very strange because Win Butler has always been an unpredictable guy, and you can never tell what he's actually thinking or what he's feeling. He just kind of sulks around at the end of the performance after he shatters this, I imagine, thousands of dollars worth of camera equipment. So it's quite the moment in TV. And then, of course, they took the sample from this episode, if you wanna call it that, and put it onto the beginning and the end of You Already Know, which is a really great song, actually. I don't know. Take a listen.
We have fabulous music for the fantastic
Arcade Fire!
Move so fast. You've stopped to ask.
does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause me pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a girly magazine, and there's my homeroom angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. My angel is the centerfold.
Angel is the centerfold.
Gotta wait for the final whistle before I start talking. There you go, Jake Isles Band with Centerfold. Speaking of songs that whose lyrics I didn't really understand until recently, that's one of those songs where I sang that song a million times when I was a kid, listened to it when I got older, and then went, oh my god, like I can't believe that song is about, you know, like finding your little high school lover in a Playboy magazine. Anyway, that's what happened in Centerfold. I'm thinking I'm gonna cue up some Beatles here, maybe do a little from the White Album, which, as we all know, is my favorite Beatles album, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I'm sure I've talked about this a million times, but an amazing song nonetheless, and such a cool story. I mean, we all know the story of how George Harrison got the name of the song in you know, one of his mystic moments where he just opened up a book and the first phrase he saw was Gently Weeps, so he wrote the song called While My Guitar Gently Weeps. What's interesting about this song, though, is that while they were recording the song, they couldn't get the guitar part to sound right. It just didn't sound kind of weepy enough and didn't convey the message that George had originally intended to convey with this song. So what the Beatles did was they said, you know, we can't do this, so what we're going to do is we're going to call in the one person who we know who can make a guitar sound like it's crying. Who else would that be but Eric Clapton? So take a listen to the guitar on this song when it comes in, gets all weepy, and that's not George, that would be Eric Clapton on the strings. For example, this little guitar part right here.
Look at you. See 17 packs a day. I was refueling two about every hour or so. I drank a bottle of White Mule. I wasn't thinking about turquoise. I wasn't thinking about gold. I wasn't thinking about thinking or about getting old. It got to be so I didn't care. Sell some angels with trumpets so loud. Well, they played hallelujah, and I knew I was done. I walked through the Golden Gate with Pearl and Lay, saw a never setting sun. Well, I knew I was dead, I couldn't do no more harm. Well, I built myself a heaven where you died in my
While we're talking about crying and weepy songs, that's Die, Die, Die from Dr. Dog, which was originally released on their EP, We All Belong, and then was released once again on an album, I can't remember which album, but an amazing song, and the really one of the two kind of not totally happy songs that Dr. Dog makes, so always fun to listen to. But it is 7:52. Here in the morning. That means that Monday Morning Madness is just about over. I've got one more song lined up for you. Quite the track, quite the single, one-hit wonder. But hope you guys have a great week. Try to stay dry out there. It's a little nasty. Might get a little bit better as the week goes on. But I think hopefully, you know, since it is April and it's almost May at this point, basically only have like 20 days left of April, hoping that we can get some warmer weather here maybe at some point in the future. But, you know, we'll take what we can get. Anyway, that's this week's show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I enjoyed having you here. For the Road, the one-hit wonder from Golden Earring, Radar Love, another song I had no idea what it was about until about, you know, 2 years ago. Anyway, here you go. See you next week, everybody. On WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's Freeform Radio. Your favorite morning show, Monday Morning Madness. Ready? Let's do it.
We've got a thing, that's a pole, radar love. We've got a way. song. Brandy's coming on strong. The road has got me hypnotized.
Care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brandy's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.